Jamar Joe Batsoma. This is KabilPod.com, the week in Georgia in English, coming to you from our studio of the day at San Francisco's Impact Hub at Mission and Fifth. Today is Thursday, the 10th of October, 2013. On this date in 680, Hussein bin Ali, the grandson of Muhammad, is killed in the Battle of Karbala. 1732, the leader of the Franks, Charles Martel, and his men defeat a big bunch of Moors. The Battle of Tours, ending the movement of Moors into Western Europe from Spain. 1582, the 10th of October, does not exist in Italy, Poland, Portugal, and Spain because of the implementation of the Gregorian calendar. Freaky! 1845, the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis is founded. 1928, Chiang Kai-shek becomes chairman of the Republic of China. 1935, Porgy and Bess premieres on Broadway. 1938, the Munich Agreement cedes the Sudetenland to Nazi Germany. 1957, U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower apologizes to the finance minister of Ghana after he has refused service in a Dover, Delaware restaurant. That would be the finance minister of Ghana has refused service, not Dwight Eisenhower. This constant international embarrassment with visiting African diplomats in the middle of the Cold War was of crucial importance for the civil rights movement. 1971, the London Bridge reopens in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, after it is sold, dismantled, and reassembled to some nutty rich guy. Birthdays today are Giuseppe Verdi, Thelonious Monk, Ed Wood, Harold Pinter, and Americans take note. Today is the International Day Against the Death Penalty. Georgi XII was born on this date in 1746. Today it's just me, Mark Mullen. Thanks again for those posting on our forum. Some excellent sarcastic comments about Chokutaev, who the word on the street says is not actually the guy who did the jihad videos, and the whole thing was just set up to try and pretend that anybody cared about that. Also, Simon says it will be tough for the ginormous agriculture fund to promote that level of investment when Georgia won't let foreigners own land. No argument for me on that, loan agricultural land. If you'd like to comment on our blog or ask a question, go to tabealpod.com or send us an email at tabealpod@gmail.com. Just so you know, we've been putting up tabealpod posters at hostels, so for any of you recent hostel stayers, send us an email at tabealpod@gmail.com. Just let us know what hostel you stayed at and something interesting that travelers should know about Tbilisi that you were glad you figured out and wish you'd known when you got here. To subscribe to the podcast, go to tabealpod.com, scroll down the screen, and on the right-hand side below the column of tags, there's a little rectangular icon that says iTunes. Click it, and you'll get all the new Tabealpod episodes. If you still have troubles, let us know by posting a comment on our website or emailing us, and we'll be sure to set it up on iTunes so that it works for you. Please let us know. Sometimes we've had iTunes problems, and so just help us out if you try to get us in or not. My Georgian Journal and Kvitis Balikra column this week is about big data and bad bosses, how the government and businesses in Georgia should use data to better structure and manage what they do. On the 4th of October, Gogi Khutsashvili, well-known political scientist and one of the initiators of the Istanbul process for direct dialogue between Georgia and Russian experts, died suddenly in Tbilisi. In the morning, he arrived at Tbilisi State University to take part in a tender commission meeting on academic positions that he was a member of. A few minutes into the meeting, he had a heart attack. An ambulance came, but he had already died. Between 1995 and 2006, he was a professor at Tbilisi State University and the Tbilisi Institute of Foreign Languages and had been a visiting professor at Stanford. 1994, he was appointed director of the International Center on Conflict and Negotiation. He was a coordinator of the Global Network for the Prevention of Armed Conflict in the Caucasus region. Heading International Center on Conflict and Negotiation, Khutsashvili, after the five-day war in 2008, initiated a meeting with Russian experts to discuss the most controversial issues in Russian-Georgian relations. Soon after that, the meetings of political scientists of the two countries founded the Istanbul Forum, which became a platform for ongoing dialogue. Khutsashvili's always advocated dialogue and exchange of views, rightly thinking that the expert community can make a significant contribution to the beginning of an important political process to discuss interstate differences at the official level. Very sad loss of a very nice guy. Let's hope that his views and ways of doing things become more prevalent. On the 3rd of October, a news webpage called Information Center of Cajeti released secret video footage recorded in the prison cell of former Interior Minister Bacho-Akhalaya. According to the Cajeti Information Center, the video was taped in November 2012. The center reported that the material contained several hours of footage. However, the agency released only short segments of the tape. Footage allegedly taped in prison number 7 depicts members of the civil monitoring group and MP Ako Minashvili visiting Bacho in his prison cell. Controversy is not that there was video surveillance in the prison. It is that the surveillance includes an audio feed, which Bacho's lawyers and some human rights groups allege is a violation of the law. Prison Minister Sosar Subadi said in a statement that there is electronic surveillance in the cell for security reasons, and it was done with Bacho's express approval. The statement also said that Bacho was able to meet with visitors in a separate room where there was no audio feed, only visual surveillance. Subadi added that the law allows visual and electronic surveillance, and that the visual means video surveillance, and electronic means surveillance with any or all other means. The law, however, differentiates between electronic and audio surveillance and says that the prison administration can carry out audio, visual, and electronic control only after notifying an inmate. Akhalaya's lawyer said that their client consented to video surveillance but never consented to audio surveillance. Later, the prosecutor's office reported that they launched an investigation into a possible case of employees exceeding official powers. On the 5th of October, UNM held a party congress at the Sports Palace in Tbilisi. The delegates voted to retain Misha as party leader and also to change the party's flag to differentiate it from the national flag. UNM's white party flag with 5 red crosses was made the national flag in January 2004 after the Rose Revolution. Many criticized this as inappropriate for a multi-party democracy. Misha acknowledged that the old flag that they used, by the way, was the First Republic flag, and many people felt that it was quite secular and that the newer flag was an inappropriate use of Christian imagery. Misha acknowledged that the country's flag is not the property of one party, and so he presented a new modified flag. It has the same red cross against a white background, but instead of 4 small red crosses, there are 4 red hearts. The delegates also voted on a new party program and chose a new 69-member political council with Dato Bakradze, the UNM presidential candidate, as head. They elected the imprisoned former Interior Minister Vano Medabashvili as a council member. Vano remains UNM's party secretary. More than 1,500 people have signed a petition demanding that Georgia boycott the Sochi Olympics. The petition urges BI, Sports Minister Levon Kipiani, and the president of Georgia's National Olympic Committee, Larry Khabelov, to not participate in the Sochi Olympics due to the recent Russian territorial incursions past the administrative boundary line. As a reminder, Russian soldiers pushed back the barbed wire fence 300 more meters into Georgian territory in the villages of Ditsi and Dvani. The Russians honored a pilot who flew in the 2008 war as one of the first torchbearers of the Olympics, although the torches kept going out. Russian border guards installed more barbed wire fences in another Gori village in the Adzvi municipality. Locals said that the Russians installed the barbed wire fences 2 weeks ago, though no government officials had responded to the incident. The president's representatives to Shidikartli region Zuda Chkheidze arrived in the village. He said he plans to discuss the problems with members of the government. On the 9th of October, Azerbaijan held elections, although only 3/4 of the votes had been counted. President Aliyev took over from his father in 2003. He'd already won 85% of the vote. There was widespread allegations of fraud by everybody who matters. Aliyev was confident in his victory that he did not campaign at all. In fact, there's a funny story in the Washington Post about how an app released the day before the elections by the Central Elections Commission itself, even more, it had the results of the elections in the app that came out before the election, anybody started voting. Even more embarrassing than that was the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe and the members of the European Parliament. What they said about the election was that it was fine, which is, of course, not true. To its credit, ODIHR OSCE was quite critical of the elections. So anybody who wants to find out who was on the Parliamentary Assembly Council of Europe delegation, take a look at that, write them a letter, and tell them that they're scuzzballs. In a little How the World Works vignette on the 2nd of October, BI met with journalists. He said, and I quote, U.S. Ambassador Richard Norland is a very effective, highly qualified professional and a very honest person. Nobody should doubt that. I remember I suggested a yoga teacher to him, and he warned me it looked like corruption. Mr. Norland seems to be that kind of person, end quote. On the 4th of October, representatives of the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Kacha Kemochelidze, visited the village of Kurvaleti, Ditsi, and Dvani with members of the diplomatic corps. The U.S. Ambassador Richard Norland noted that the situation was tragic. He said, and I quote, today's visit aims to make the diplomatic corps become familiar with the current situation on the spot. The situation is tragic indeed. It reminds me of the Berlin Wall. People are separated from their own homeland and their ancestors' graves. Hats off to Ambassador Norland for going out there and other ambassadors that that went. Too bad all of them did not go. There's a new prosecutor in the case against Bacho Akhalaya for the 2006 prison riot. This is the second prosecutor change. Prosecutor Ia Darjania asked the judge to replace her. She claimed she can't make independent decisions because her connections to Bacho. She claimed that just like Akhalaya's wife, she's also from Abkhazia, and their common relatives are putting psychological pressure on her. In addition, Darjania said that Bacho's lawyer, Giga Oniani, is her friend and she finds it difficult to make objective decisions. Akhalaya criticized her request and said that the prosecutor just wants to drag the process out. A new prosecutor will attend the trial when it continues on the 17th of October. Several hearings ago, prosecutor Revaz Nadoy was absent and Ia Darjania subsequently replaced him. She asked for 1 month to get familiarized with the case, but was given only 10 days. The next hearing, she asked for a 20-day extension and was given a week more. The defense believes that this was all an attempt to delay the process. Members of Lithuania's legislative branch visited Vano in prison. The lawmakers said the fact that he is in prison is unacceptable because he is the leader of the primary opposition party and represents no threat to Georgian society. On the 4th of October, Misha pardoned 18,000 people on probation or who finished their probationary period. The president's decree did not apply to those convicted of crimes against the state, deprivation of life, rape, or other particularly serious crimes. As a reminder, in August, Misha said that he was ready to pardon probationers and wipe their records clean for those willing to apply. The head of the president's administration, Andro Barnovi, commented that they are still receiving applications. The Ministry of Internal Affairs released the official crime statistics for the first 9 months of 2013. According to the statistics, the number of crimes decreased 5,500 cases compared to the same period in 2012. In addition, the ministry claims the percentage of solved cases shot up dramatically from 20% in 2012 to 57% in 2013, a 37% rise in case solving. The ministry also published a September statistic for comparison with 2012, which asserts that there are 644 fewer cases than in 2012 and a 56% increase in the percentage of cases solved, now totaling 65%. Personally, I'm not so sure about these statistics. They contradict internal statistics that I have heard and we've mentioned here. Also, let me say that in the Shevardnadze period, it was incredibly difficult to get a criminal case actually registered and statistically tabulated, because if it was registered, there was a lot of pressure to solve it, and so there was lots of fake registration of cases that were not actually registered. On the 5th of October, BI met with the Georgian Muslim community leaders in his private seaside residence in Ureki. The Prime Minister's office released a video clip from the meeting in which BI says that the removing of the minaret and cello was a great shame. Jemel Paksadze, the Mufti of the Georgian Muslims Directorate, said after the meeting that BI was listening to them for about 4 hours and promised to help them. He also thanked BI for discussing these problems, which had accumulated over dozens of years. The 11th of October, Ilya II will hold a Holy Synod session, a meeting of the upper echelons of the Church to discuss rules and regulations on matters of Church organization and faith. According to the Patriarch's Archbishop, Theodor Chuadze, no one knows beforehand which issues will be discussed. The Synod session is usually held in the spring or autumn. The last session was in April. Central Election Commission gave the presidential candidates sequential voting numbers by casting lots. The presidential candidate for the UNM, Georgian Dream, and Christian Democratic Movement did not participate in the process and kept their respective numbers from 2012. The parliamentary elections, some of the highlights are people you may have heard of. Tomas Bibiliauri is number one. You probably haven't heard of him. Koba Davidashvili, number four. Dato Bakhtadze, number five. Kako Asatiani, six. Temur Bubukhidze, eight. Shalva Natalashvili, the Triopod.com favorite, is number nine. Georgi Targamadze, number 10. Nestan Kirtadze, number 12. Georgi Chikladze, number 16. Sorry, Georgi. Nino Borjanadze, number 14. Kartlos Garibashvili and his pipe, number 17. And Georgi Margvelashvili, 41. According to a poll that the president's administration funded, 47% of Georgians support the Georgian Dream Coalition candidate for president, while 22% support the UNM candidate. Greenberg Quinlan Rosner conducted the poll. They've been working for UNM and Misha forever. Here are the rest of the results, and they famously got the results of the parliamentary election quite wrong. Here are the rest of the results from the polls. 8% support for Nino Borjanadze and the Democratic Movement. 5% support for the Labor Party, Shalva Natalashvili, while 1% support Member of Parliament Koba Davidashvili and the Christian Democrats Georgi Targamadze. 17% did not answer, a very important number, since that 17% will probably vote. The survey was conducted between the 15th and 21st of September. And 1,200 people participated. The margin of error was plus or minus 2 or 3%. On the 2nd of October, TI Georgia, ISFED, and GILA, and Jumpstart Georgia presented the renewed and improved electionsportal.ge. Website aims to provide comprehensive Georgian election information to the public. Users can see procedural violations on maps, which the three observer organizations report. Users can also report violations they observe via the toll-free SMS number 939. That's 90039. Georgian Dream presidential candidate Georgi Margvelashvili told Russian Mir TV that Misha's departure from office will end the post-Soviet era. He said that BI is leaving politics, but will remain an influential individual in the public and business spheres. On the 7th of October, BI addressed Margvelashvili supporters in Batumi. He said, quote, "I want to remind you that I am not going anywhere. On the contrary, I'm coming. I was in the government, and now I am coming to you. I will be beside you for at least 20 years. Then I'll go to Miami." No, he didn't say that about Miami, actually. On the 7th of October, Nina Borjanadze, presidential candidate for Democratic Movement, presented her election program. Borjanadze said she will make Georgia a subject in the international system rather than an object that uses preventive diplomacy as its main approach to security policy. Borjanadze believes that Georgia must normalize relations with Russia to assure that Georgia is not an enemy. Borjanadze also demands that the creators of the 2008 war be punished. She wants to strengthen state institutions, I'll bet she does, create equal conditions for self-realization, and provide economic, social, and spiritual welfare. Totally. She thinks Georgian Dream candidate Margvelashvili is her main contender, and she challenged him to a debate. On the 9th of October, the audit office discovered violations of Borjanadze's campaign. They did not submit documents to the audit office showing how they paid for a commercial, which by law must be sent within 24 hours of airing. The office also accuses the Democratic Movement of over-reporting the actual number of branches it operates. They claim to have 108, while the audit office claims they only have 90. The investigative service of the finance ministry charged Georgi Khurtsalia, the director of the company that built the parliament in Georgia, with appropriating state money. On March 10th, Mino International signed an agreement with the state to implement the construction and refurbishment of the parliament building in Kutaisi in exchange for 281 million lari. The ministry accused Khurtsalia of artificially increasing the expenses and subcontracting the job to GSK Limited, a subsidiary of his own company. In so doing, he increased the price of a single meter pillar from 690 lari to 1200 lari. If convicted, Kurtzalio would face 6 to 9 years in jail. Certainly a lot of complaints about the quality of that building. On the 9th of October, TI Georgia released a statement with regards to the mayor of Kutaisi. According to the statement, the former mayor, Dimitri Kopaliani, retained the post for 98 days, during which time he spent 37 of those days on a vacation. He received a total remuneration of 8,000 lari, including 3,000 lari bonuses. TI Georgia addressed the Kutaisi Council and requested that they make its activities transparent in order to select qualified candidates for the position of the city mayor. As a reminder, since 2003, there have been 11 mayors of Kutaisi, none of them elected directly. Russia's State Consumer Protection Agency blocked 7 Georgian companies from allowing 28 sorts of alcoholic drinks to enter into the Russian market because they failed to meet alleged Russian hygienic standards. The head of the agency, Spielpod.com's favorite Gennady Onyshenko, stated that this fact makes them doubt Georgia's willingness to build long-term and stable and civilized relations, which can only be based on the stable quality of wine products. As a reminder, currently Russia allows 95 Georgian alcoholic beverages produced and 7 mineral waters producers to sell products on the Russian market. So I guess that means Gennady is going to want to be taking some more trips to check out the situation. 2 of the 9 members of Channel One's Board of Trustees stepped down. Since 8 members must be present to have a session, the board is unable to have a session and perform its functions. Chairman of the board, Emzar Goguadze, alleged that Avto Antidze and Eka Mazmishvili quit because of pressure. Goguadze claimed that authorities wanted to make the board dysfunctional so a new general director of the public broadcaster could not be elected. He said that Member of Parliament Irakli Tripolsky was one of the individuals exerting pressure. As a reminder, the board sacked the general director, the broadcaster, Georgi Baratashvili, in early September for the second time in 6 months. The GPB is a mess. But, as they say around here, it should be admitted that the mess benefits the present authorities, so we cannot exclude that those threats are actually real and did happen. On the 4th of October, the Inguri River flooded the villages of Orsantia in Zugdidi region and damaged the property of 40 families. Deputy Governor of Zugdidi Municipality, Goga Todua, and the President's envoy in Samagrelo, Semosfaneti Tengiz Gunava, were on the site and promised to get fixing things quick. According to an EU finance survey, threats for media freedom in the Eastern Partnership area, Georgia has the highest degree of media freedom among Eastern Partnership countries. Moldova is in second place, followed by Armenia, Ukraine, and Azerbaijan. Belarus has the lowest ranking. The survey, which covers the period from March to June this year, assessed only the level of freedom of speech and not the quality of journalism in particular countries. The webpage hubpages.com published an article entitled The Friendliest Countries in the World 2013. Georgia took third place. Colombia headed the year's list, followed by Fiji, then Georgia. Canada was in fifth place. The 4th of October, ships were unable to use the port in Poti because of a heavy storm. It was closed for 4 days. 15 ships which would have docked were turned back. The Ajada Group will open a new hotel called the Intercontinental in the former Samshoblo Publishing House building by the end of 2015. The Ajada Group purchased the building for $9 million in 2011. They've been working on that for some time. The first Subway restaurant will open in Tbilisi sometime in November. According to the Subway franchise owners, Givi Ordenidze, Subway will offer customers much lower prices than McDonald's and Wendy's. He's planning to open 10 Subway restaurants. On the 4th through the 6th of October, the Georgian Ministry of Interior's karate team won first place in the European Karate Championship in Bursa, Turkey. Parliament passed a final reading of an amendment to the law on common courts, which set a 3-year probationary period for newly recruited judges before their lifetime appointment. Currently, judges hold office for a 10-year term. Shalva Shavgulidze, a lawmaker from the Georgian Dream who sponsored the bill, said that the proposal has a provision detailing criteria and procedures for monitoring judges during the probationary period. The High Council of Justice will be responsible for monitoring judges during the period. Judges currently serving a 10-year term will not automatically be reappointed for life after the new constitutional changes come into force. In order to become reappointed for life, they must step down from their current post and reapply to undergo the 3-year probationary period, which places them on equal footing with newly recruited judges. Since September, the Parliament has passed 160 legislative amendments, including this one, to put existing laws in line with the new constitutional model. As a reminder, this model goes into effect after the presidential election. It will significantly increase the authority of the Prime Minister at the expense of the President. Parliament again failed to fill 2 vacancies on the High Council of Justice. According to law, the Parliament must confirm 2 of 6 non-judge members of the 15-seat council with a 2/3 majority. The proposed candidates fell far short of the required 100 votes, meaning even many of the Georgian Dream lawmakers did not vote for them. The Parliament is on recess until the 30th of October because of the upcoming presidential elections. The meme this week comes from Tbilisoba 2013. Athlete Guram Utiashvili broke the world record for pulling vehicles using his teeth at the Tbilisi Auto Show. Utiashvili pulled 3 classic vehicles tied to one another, a distance of 4 meters and 37 centimeters. The president of the Georgian Records Federation said the material will be sent to the U.S. for confirmation that Utiashvili is now the first athlete who has pulled 3 vehicles using his teeth. Things to read. Excellent article, quite funny, about the sort of lobbying campaign pre-elections in Washington. Article by Peter Smolar in The Guardian about Russian-Georgian relations. Article by Monica Elena in The Financial Times about the newly established Georgian co-investment fund. A blog post by Onik Krikorian about preparation for the presidential elections. Article by Georgian Chedlishvili and ChathamHouse.org about BI and the upcoming presidential elections. Article by Katya Soldak on Forbes about Misha's UN speech. Post by Nikola Khakadze about foreign direct investment in Georgia on ISET's blog. Article by Melissa Hogenboom on BBC about Manisi hominids using toothpicks nearly 1.8 million years ago. Blog post about the Georgian food market on helengraves.co.uk. That's a little old, but seems to be being sent around. Institute of War and Peace reporting article comparing the upcoming election candidates, their lack of political programs and other issues in Georgian politics, as well as a very critical story of BI in the most recent Economist. All of these will be posted on our forum. This week's geocapital number is 2.9, which is the Georgian government restrictions index on religion. The social hostilities index is at 4.1. The study carried out by the Pew Research Center's Forum on Religious and Public Life 2007-2010 measured restrictions on religion around the world. Countries were scored on 2 indices, the Government's Restrictions Index and the Social Hostilities Index. Government Restrictions Index measures government laws, policies, and actions that restrict religious beliefs or practices, whereas the Social Hostilities Index measures acts of religious hostility by private individuals, organizations, and social groups. Russia had a very high hostilities index with a score of 7.3, Azerbaijan 2.2, but received a high government restrictions index of 6.9. Armenia had average score of 4.7 and 4.3 in government restrictions and social hostilities indexes, respectively. Turkey scored 5.9 in government restrictions and 4.9 in social hostilities indexes, so Georgia did fairly well on both, although not as well as Azerbaijan socially. That's all relative, of course. This week's English language movie at Rustaveli Theater across from Parliament is on Saturday, the 12th of October at 6, and on Wednesday, the 16th of October at 8, Gravity. From the 17th of October, Georgian cinema will screen Zaza Udushadze's new Georgian film, Mandarins. The film is about the war in Abkhazia. Plot follows an Estonian family in Abkhazia and their house, where Georgian and Chechen soldiers find themselves. For more details, visit kinoafisha.ge. That's kinoafisha.ge. On the 23rd of October, the German Business Association, together with Rödl and Partners, DLC Law Offices, and Gwinanze and Partners, are hosting a seminar entitled Double Taxation Agreements. Company managers and entrepreneurs will be especially interested in the topic. The seminar language will be English. It is free of charge for German Business Association members. Fee for non-members is 50 lari. For additional details, visit jorgen.ahk.de. That's jorgien.ahk.de. If you're in Portland looking for some great food, go to Karigogo, a Georgian food cart. They sell Badrijani, Lobiani, Khingali, Khachapuri, and more. Tell your Portland, Oregon friends to go to karigogo.com. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email address is spielpod@gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website, www.spielpod.com. And to close this week, we have Philadelphia Mixmaster RJD2 with the 2002 underground hit Ghost Rider. ¶¶